And where we would wind up and come back and you say, "Red goodness, I don't believe that." But I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't 20 miles.
Yeah.
Because you take right straight through back of my house here, that a place that we used to go down is at least 7-8 miles to that one spot, besides all this other that you were making, you see. And I don't know, but long in those days you didn't have all these trees set out, and I tell you,
land was more cleared up.
Oh, the Mississippi, boy, they used to burn off land every year. My daddy used to burn off his land after he got the fencing for cows.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd burn that thing off every year, and you'd never have seen as pretty a grass would come out in your life. And it's like it's about it. It didn't hurt the. He'd pick a time now when it wasn't too dry. Then, you see, it wouldn't kill your pines.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of difference in the time you do things,
uh-huh,
like burning land.
Yes, sir. What about some of the buildings you had on the farm, that sort of thing?
Well, the building that you would see on the farm was building just about like you see today. And you just ride along the road and you see, and they'd had just have you wouldn't see no rooms at hardly. They was they wasn't sealed. In other words, they'd have some plank up overhead.
Yeah.
Those planks would be laying up there by George, and then maybe you'd take another piece of strip. I tell you, one before, and just put over that crack up there, don't you see?
What kind of roof?
Oh, they were shingles, boards.
Yeah.
Most of the time they were shingles.
Well, most of those old shacks now have got what kind of roofs on them? Tin?
Oh, they got tin on them. They put tin on them. Just like you take, for instance, that house yonder. This house here was covered way back yonder with these little old shingles. It's a little old green square. It's kind of like this stuff that you see them walling up the sides of houses with a lot of times. Bits in a wagon body with, and things like that, you know, fixes where it wouldn't stuff wouldn't come out of there. And to do that, you got to have a solid roof on your house.
Yeah.
You see, it'd be solid with good lumber, and then you put that on there, and it'll last for years and years.
Uh-huh. Around the house, do you have things that carry the water off the edge?
Oh, yeah, you got places to cover. Again, don't you see? There's a gutter.
Right, you put that one up?
Yeah. See, there's a gutter right up there.
Yeah.
It's where the water comes down like this.
Yeah.
All right, there's one right over here. That water comes down. And a lot of it pours off back there. Now this right here is to take the water away, to keep the water from pouring down here in your door.
Yeah.
See what I'm talking about? It'll come down right, and then part of that water goes this way, and part of it goes that way.
If you got a place where the roof comes together, you know, a house, an L on your house like that, and the water.
Oh yeah, it's on the front and on the back too.
There's an alley there, gutter.
You got a gutter. In other words, you got
valley.
It's valley, just about like that.
Yeah, right. This house has a steep roof to it. Pretty steep, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Do they always build them with this steep a roof, or?
I can't answer that question.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Let me tell you this. We were talking about how many people live in this place.
Yes, sir.
And I counted up last night. There were 39 houses that white people lived in here, that I counted up, and there was 42 houses that colored people lived in. Now that's right.
Yeah. There were always more in the town, colors or whites?
Well, it's like it's about it. They were just, I would say there was more, a pretty even population, if we put it that way.
Yes.
Now, you know, the colored people have always raised big families, and then the white people raised big families.
Used to, not
yeah, really. That's what I'm talking about. And you see right on where there was a little old sponsor there?
Uh-huh.